Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Michael Keegan, and our guest today is Dave Bowen, Assistant Administrator for Information Services and Chief Information Officer at the Federal Aviation Administration. Also joining our conversation today from IBM is Kunal Suryavanshi. Dave, I talked to a lot of my guests about the use of collaboration and partnerships among agencies and with the private sector to achieve mission results. How are you leveraging partnerships to improve IT operations and outcomes, and how will these partnerships change over time?
Well, let me tell you what I tell my staff, Michael, when that question gets asked. Two of my standard questions when a project is being reviewed or a question comes up. Question number one is, okay, so who does this really well, either in the private sector or in the government sector? And number two, what are other agencies doing about this particular problem? Oftentimes, problems that we're grappling with could be an OMB regulation or something. It's the same across all the agencies. From my experience, collaboration seems to be a little bit more ingrained in the private sector than what I found here in government. For instance, when I was in the Blue Shield plan out in California, all the CIOs from all the Blue plans met twice a year, and we'd talk about the different things we were working on. If we had common issues, we'd talk about those and things like that. I don't see much of that in the federal government. It's kind of disappointing. So if my guys don't have the answers to questions number one and question number two, I encourage them to go out and find out, and I think that encourages collaboration. I'm now encouraging them to get more involved in industry and government consortiums and other organizations. I'm also encouraging our major vendors to come forward and tell us what kind of ideas they would have for helping bring new technologies into the FAA and what best practices, particularly in the areas of management or program operations or whatever, can they share with us to help make us a better organization? So I'm a big believer in not reinventing the wheel. I also encourage our staff to go out and tell our own story. The privacy breach, for instance, if you go back to that, or our high-risk list story, we oftentimes will have other agencies ask us to come out and talk about what we did in those situations and what learnings can they get from us to deal with similar situations in their own agencies. Our most extensive area of information sharing is in the cybersecurity area, where obviously we interact extensively with many other government agencies as well as commercial firms.
Dave, given the critical role information technology plays in mission and program delivery, could you give us your view on how the role of the CIO has evolved? What are the key characteristics of a successful CIO of the future?
Oh, man, that's a tough question, Kamal. I think the CIO role has evolved from being sort of the technology geek to being a business leader with expertise in technology. I also think that the answer to this question may be somewhat different for a government CIO versus a private sector CIO. Key characteristics, certainly knowledge of the business is more and more critical. As I said, every time I get out into the field and work with our folks out there, I learn something, and it's been very valuable. The ability to generate peer respect from your colleagues in the organization is a big factor in anybody's success. I think you need to be a good communicator, a good motivator of staff, and in summary, a good manager and a good change agent, particularly these days.
Given this perspective, what emerging technologies hold the most promise for improving federal IT?
What emerging technologies hold the most promise? A couple come to mind. One being all of the technology development around mobility and the mobile workforce. We have a lot of mobile workers in the FAA, people who are inspectors and field operations people and things like that. And so we're doing a lot of work with getting them information, the information that they need to do their job when they're on the go, so to speak. We see a lot of promise in analytical technologies, particularly in the predictive area. With so few aviation accidents these days, we can't just look to past accident information to guide us into the future. So we have to be more predictive about analyzing our information, what kind of situations out there and data may be indicative of a problem starting to emerge and giving us the ability to address it before it really comes significant. GPS and geospatial technologies. I talked about all those things in the context of NextGen and what they're doing for us there, shooting curved approaches, doing all kinds of things that we could never do with ground-based navigation procedures and navigation aids before, has really given us at the FAA a whole new realm of environment to break into. I think cloud computing offers some real opportunities for us to reduce costs, speed implementation times, and improve IT infrastructure management. We're just out at a facility and really seeing some neat things there. And then finally, there's lots of stuff going on in the cyberspace, cyber protection, new ways of encryption, breaking up information so it's virtually unreadable, and those kind of things are things that we're always interested in. So those are some of the things that come immediately to mind.
David, continuing along those lines, what are some of the major challenges and opportunities your organization will encounter in the future? And how do you envision your office will change to meet those challenges?
Well, I think there's some pretty significant challenges on the horizon. Certainly for us at the FAA, NextGen is one. But I think overall, as a government executive, I think we're going to be asked to, in the future, to do more with less. I think we're going to see either a slowing of our budget growth or maybe even a reduction in budgets over the next couple of years. Consolidation of our IT infrastructure will certainly be a challenge, and we talked about that. Overcoming our stovepipe culture to become more of an integrated information organization is a challenge for us at the FAA. We talked about cybersecurity a number of times. That will continue to be a challenge. And then I think evolution of the office, my office and the way I interact with my colleagues, I think we're going to need to be more focused. We're certainly going to be more creative, be called upon to be more creative in the future, more willing to adopt other ideas from other government agencies and also from the private sector.
Dave, what advice would you have for someone who's interested in a career in public service?
Oh, wow, a career in public service. Well, I don't have the 30 or 40 years that a lot of my colleagues do, but, I would tell you that, in summary, what comes to mind is, number one, it better be a matter of love, because it's certainly not a matter of money. You can make a lot more money other places. But I have discovered some very, very interesting things about government service that I'd be happy to share. Number one, I think the government has a virtually endless array of interesting, fascinating jobs, roles, and projects. I've never seen, as I've gone around and talked to people around different government agencies, so much variety of activities and work that people are doing. And it's just fascinating for me to talk to people in other government agencies about some of the work they're doing. The government also offers us all a terrific opportunity to work on some really big issues. If you want to really focus on big dollars and big problems, there's no place like the government to try to get your arms around some big issues. And what I tell people at the FAA, obviously this is a very pivotal time for us in the FAA. I tell people that we will be making decisions in the next 5 years that will impact the agency for the next 50 years. So from a FAA standpoint, we think it's a very exciting time, and it's a terrific place to work, and it's got a lot of interesting challenges and a lot of opportunities for people who want to come and work here. And then finally, again, this is sort of looking at the government from the outside in. I have never seen and never worked for an organization that had such a tremendous set of opportunities for people to grow professionally, develop professionally, and get educated in almost any area that they wanted to. The educational opportunities in the government are terrific. And anybody who's got motivation in the federal government can get educated, learn new skills, get good career experience, and I think fairly rapidly move up the hierarchy if you've got the motivation and the desire. And we don't see things in the private sector to that great an extent as we do here in the government. So those would be my comments on that.
Dave, that's wonderful advice. I want to thank you for joining us today. But more importantly, Kunal and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Well, thank you, Michael. It's a pleasure to be here. If our listeners are interested in learning more about the FAA, they can go to our website, faa.gov. We have a whole section of that devoted to the Next Gen Air Transformation Program, and that is faa.gov/nextgen. There's some terrific videos on that site that will offer viewers a look at what the next generation air transportation system will really be like when it gets here.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Dave Bowen, Assistant Administrator for Information Services and Chief Information Officer at the Federal Aviation Administration. My co-host from IBM has been Kunal Suryavanshi. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.